My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, my apologies. You know, at the beginning of the Mass, our children ministry, they mentioned that we need to call the children forward to take them for a special evangelization, but unfortunately I forgot. Please excuse me. It's so good to see you all this morning joining for this Holy Eucharistic celebration. We missed our January rotation because we thought it will be heavy snow and it's difficult for driving, so that's why we thought to stay where we are in the month of January. And unfortunately, the winter went and summer came already. As we begin our reflection today, once a man moves into a tiny village and he walks into the pub and promptly orders 3 beers. The bartender raises his eyebrows but serves the man 3 beers, which he drinks quietly at a table all alone and orders 3 more. As this continued every day, the bartender asked him politely, "The folks around here are wondering why you always order 3 beers. The man replies, "You see, I have 2 brothers, and one went to America and the other to Australia. We promised each other that we would always order an extra 2 beers whenever we drank." Then one day, the man comes in and orders only 2 beers. As this continued for several days, the bartender approached him with tears in his eyes and said, "Folks around here, me first of all, want to offer condolences to you for the death of your brother. You know, you're ordering now only 2 beers and so on." The man thinks for a moment and then replies with a broad smile, "You'll be happy to know that my 2 brothers are alive and well. It's just that I, myself, have decided to give up drinking for Lent." Now I am drinking for the other 2. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now we are in second Sunday of Lent, now almost a week past starting our Lenten observances. On Ash Wednesday, while we are beginning these 40 days of our spiritual journey, we all took a great resolution saying that I want to give up something for this Lent. And so let us keep up that great resolution that we have made, that we want to give up something and become close to God. As we are on the second Sunday of Lent, the readings invites us to climb 2 mountains, onto Mount of Moriah with Abraham, a figure of sacrifice and faith, and onto Mount Tabor with Christ Jesus, with 3 of his disciples to recognize Christ's divinity and glory. And let us look at the readings, what we heard just now. The first reading from the book of Genesis. We encountered the dramatic story of Abraham, and God wants to test his faith on Mount Moriah. And so God asks Abraham to sacrifice his only son, the son of promise, the son of his old age, which is heartbreaking and painful demand. But anyway, Abraham surrenders to God's plan in obedience because of his deep faith and trust in the Lord. And as we hear this story, we all need to relate this story to our own life. Like Abraham, we too are called to climb the Mount Moriah, to sacrifice our wills and plans to God, manifesting our obedience and trust in Him. And in the second reading, St. Paul is also speaking to us. And St. Paul is also assuring the constant care and God's protection whenever we face challenges in life. Whenever we face the challenges, we need to remember the words of St. Paul, what we heard in today's reading. St. Paul is speaking very strongly. He says that if God is for us, who can be against us? And he also mentions about God's providential care. And he says, he who did not spare his only son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? And God did not spare to give his only son for the good of humankind. And how can God will not take care of us? And so St. Paul is telling to us, you know, to place our total confidence and trust in God in our daily lives. And the third reading that we heard from the gospel, it speaks about the transfiguration on Mount Tabor, where Christ reveals his divine glory to his three intimate disciples, Peter, James, and John. This transfiguration experience that reveals the divinity of Jesus, and it is also Jesus wants to show to his disciples and to strengthen them in their faith and trust in Jesus. As of now, they saw the human way of Jesus. They witnessed the miracles, his preachings, his healings. And now Jesus want to assure, and Jesus want to strengthen them that the coming days are very difficult. And so he want to give them the strength and faith and trust as they are going to face the rejection, as they are going to face the torture, crucifixion, and death of Jesus. On Mount Tabor, what happened? The disciples see his divine glory, and they heard the voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him," speaking from the Father. As we hear about this transfiguration, we are all invited in this sacred season to grow into a deep and intimate relationship with Jesus like these three disciples. Like Peter, James, and John, we are all invited to Mount Tabor. And what is the Mount Tabor for us in our life? We know Sunday is a day of obligation. We want to come and pray. We want to spend our time before the Lord. And you know what I want to say? This is our transfigurational experiences. This is our Mount Tabor for us today. As we are in the presence of the Lord, we are hearing his voice. As we are in the presence of the Lord, we are offering our prayers, asking God to bless us. And soon, as we heard the voice of God, we are going to receive his body and blood. This morning I was saying in Bricksville, we all want to witness miracles. We all want to know and see the greatness of these miracles that happen. And you know, every day on this altar, there is a miracle happening. On this altar, Jesus is coming down with the simple bread and wine changing into body and blood of Jesus. Are we able to open our eyes and see the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament? And that should be our greatest transfigurational experience, that Jesus is inviting us. As we journey these 40 days of Lent, let us ask the Lord to hear, to bless us, to open our eyes and to see his real presence. Let us ask the Lord to speak to us as the disciples heard the voice of God, that God may also speak to each and every one of us. And we all can witness and say, Jesus is the beloved Son of the Father, and we will listen to him. So let us ask the Lord to give us the grace in this season of Lent. We know that we are all busy, but the church liturgy gives us a very wonderful and spiritual time these 40 days. At least in these 40 days of Lent, let us spend some time in prayer and silence, in reflecting and praying. And during this season of Lent, let us open our Bibles and read the Word of God, and the voice of God is there speaking to us. And in this season of Lent, let us participate in the Holy Eucharistic celebrations in a worthy way, preparing ourselves to receive Jesus into our hearts. Let us ask the Lord to give us this grace. May this season of Lent be a time of profound spiritual growth for each one of us. May we embrace the call to deepen our faith, confidence in Christ. May God bless you abundantly on your Lenten journey. Amen.